Hey teacher, before we start today's episode, I wanted to let you know about my free webinar happening on the 9th of May. If you've been struggling to promote yourself, if you feel like you still have to chase clients and find them, and it's been a struggle and you can't find your own consistency on social media, then this webinar is for you. It's called How to Become a Booked Out Language Teacher, and I'm going to teach you in a very simple way what marketing actually is about and how to create your own way of being consistent and visible so that clients find you and you don't have to chase them. I hope you will come and hope to see you there. The link to sign up is in my show notes. It's completely free. So literally a no-brainer. See you there.
Hi, and welcome to the Get Richer Teacher podcast. My name is Ola, and I'll be your guide and mentor on your way to a profitable, sustainable, but most importantly, enjoyable language education business. And why would you care to do that? To build a business like that? Because there is literally no other way. The language education market is in a bizarre state. Companies making millions in profit yet paying teachers peanuts. Native speakerism is still way too powerful. And finally, the students are bored of the same old formats and messaging telling them to speak like a native. I'm here to shake things up, to educate and motivate a community of teachers who have the courage to build businesses and teach the language on their own terms, both solo or in their own language schools, and have a positive impact on their students and the world, because teachers are superheroes. Let's claim it today. Hello, teacher, and welcome. We are talking about group classes. Again, we have talked about group classes, unless you haven't listened to the previous episode, because I have had some revelations. I have had some realizations, and I thought I would share, because I know so many teachers want to run them. And the basic premise that we kind of plan to expand our businesses into running group classes is that, okay, I am a one-to-one teacher and now I'm just going to offer groups. I am just going to say, oh, this is level A2, this is level C1, just sign up. And while I don't think there is anything wrong with that approach, I think that there is lots of potential still that language schools operate in this way. Like, we basically, if people want to just achieve a certain level of language proficiency, let's give it to them. It's there is nothing wrong with that. And like, if it works, if it sells, that's okay. That's also something that I taught in my workshop and then later on course, Groupifier classes released in early 2023. So, again, I'm not saying that there is anything wrong with it. I just have some more insights that for some people might mean that you change your approach. You might want to try something new and you might just start looking at it from a different perspective. So let me give you a little bit of background. How did I kind of arrive at this realization that the story of how you organize group classes, groupify them, is not full? So back in 2020, when I was running my language school, I knew that we were going to offer different types of courses because we were hiring a few people, basically. We had a few teachers, so we could offer different offers, basically, and speak to different potential students, customers. Still, what worked best, and I remember it from basically sales calls, so calls with those potential students, or whatever you want to call them, discovery calls, language consultations. It's something that I teach in the Rocket Takeoff. And I talked about it here. It's like this initial consultation on how. So basically, in some of those calls, I realized that what those people need and what they are more willing to pay for, especially in a group setting. Because don't get me wrong, like when I hear teachers say, but my students only want one-to-ones, I totally hear you. I know people do only want one-to-ones. So what we need to create is a situation where that objection of wanting a one-to-one class is minimized. And the way I did it and the way that really worked well for me is by kind of reassuring them that even though it's a group, there are tons of benefits, obviously, from being in a group, which is something, again, that I talk about openly and taught in the Groupify course, but also to promise them a result. Obviously, they have to put in the work, but I was showing them or presenting in front of them a vision of what they would be able to achieve and how they would feel once they've completed my group course. So I wasn't even presenting it as a group class. I was presenting it more like a course. And that hit me. That literally hit me. The light bulb that I had when I recently remembered that, and then spent the whole summer basically thinking about it, is the way to grow your business, especially if you already have a steady stream of one-to-one students and just want to expand to groups, is by creating an offer, a group offer. It's not by simply taking those one-to-ones and turning them into groups. It's about really getting deep into what your target audience wants and needs, what those students, let's say they are some business professionals or a group of moms or people who have French partners, so they want to speak French more fluently or more confidently, whatever. Whoever those people are, taking all of that and distilling it into a group course. That's it, right? If you know me and if you've been following me for a while, I think about a year ago or maybe a year and a half, I ran a challenge called Profitable Life Courses. And this is exactly it. So now, like, I know it may sound weird, but basically what's happened in my head is that I connected two dots. It's not about groupifying or creating profitable language courses. It's about combining the two for so much more impact and so much less stress and massive success, basically. Because those courses, they were selling for me, like, honestly, those group courses, I didn't even have to convince those people. I was telling them, okay, so in that time that the course was lasting, I think mine were about, one was 12 weeks, one was 20. There was one that was 10 weeks. I was telling them what we were going to cover, and it was exactly what they needed. And I was telling them where they were going to be, right? Some people wanted to continue. So this is when we talk about upsells and things like that. But basically, it was all about presenting them with a super clear offer, not an offer where you say, in thanks to my course, you get from B1 to C1, because, oh my God, I'm sorry, but this marketing, like, while I understand the intention and it might work in practice, and I think that there are still people who want that outcome of getting to C1, I personally think that it's quite empty. That the way languages are taught now needs to change. That simply taking a course book and saying to someone, in order to get fluent, you just need to run, like, get from A1 to C1, and that's it. What if, just imagine, the person doesn't need it? What if those people want specific results that will show up in their life and improve the quality of their job, their personal life, whatever, thanks to the language achievements that they got? Like, imagine, wouldn't life be easier? Wouldn't material creation be easier? Wouldn't your life as a teacher who doesn't have to create materials for everybody separately, wouldn't that be easier, right? So it is a step, like, kind of, it's kind of experimental,
but also it's not, because basically this approach combines everything that I know about language teaching with everything I know about marketing. In order for marketing to be effective, you need to have an offer, and that offer has to have clear benefits to a specific person. So if you can package all that you do and all that happens in that group course, then this is it. This is when success comes. So many teachers come to me and say, but I feel like when I'm selling, I feel like, especially the group classes or things that like involve more than saying I'm available for one-to-ones, because that's easier. Like, let's be honest, that's easier. But most people who, when it comes to selling group courses, they say, I feel like convincing people. And that is exactly what we can avoid. If you package the things that this specific person needs into a course, a group course with a specific outcome, this problem stops existing, literally. So this is it. This is my whole approach. And so what you need, just to give you like some tangible things to think about, is target customer, right? Which is something I talked about in one of my previous, like so many of my episodes, because you need to get to know them. You need to know what they want and what they need. A specific target audience, right? You need an offer. So you don't just need, so you're basically taking all the things that you do as a teacher, plus the things that you found out about that audience, and you put that all together. And this step is quite magical, because there is a thing called instructional design. So we need to create a course that works, that helps them get that result. And again, I know there will be objections and people will say, but yeah, people don't do the work, so they don't get results. Like, don't get me wrong. I've run programs like this, not only in, or courses, if you want to call them courses, like that, in this business, in the previous business, and it's obvious that the results are not guaranteed by me. The results are guaranteed only if they put in the work. So that second element, that the course creation, is to make sure that people not only have the tools to achieve, to reach their linguistic goals, but also that it's easy for them to go through the process. And that is the element that I honestly have never yet taught explicitly, but this is going to now be a massive thing in my teachings, because this is what I do. Like, I create curricula, I help people design things that work for their clients, because imagine, it's just so much easier if you don't have to think too much about what people need, what every group needs. You just create, because basically that's what it is. The offer becomes your curriculum. So that's the second thing. And the third thing, you just need to get extremely clear on what the benefits are, on how it affects this ideal person's life. And that's how they sign up. So there is no convincing, because when you give them, when you're clear on how that helps them, what result they can achieve or is possible, right? They just make the decision. If it's not for them, it's not for them. Like, if you decide that your target audience is whatever, professionals, and then you have a 12-year-old child watching your Instagram content, then yes, obviously it will feel like convincing and being sleazy, but it's not your person. Why would you want them to buy, right? You can't get results with this problem with this program or this course to a 12-year-old child. So it's completely pointless. So all those fundamentals need to be there. When it comes to like more tangible things, as in what you need to have set up in your business, is obviously you need to have a payment system set up. You need to learn at least the basics of copywriting, because you need to be able to communicate what the value of that course is. And you need to have at least a simple website or a landing page where that gets sold. And this is where it all begins. So
rather than thinking, oh, I'm going to start creating passive products. Passive products are great, but you first need to think about this is the exact type of person I want to work with. And if I collect a group of those people, it's going to work miracles. Because then those people will not object. They will know that other people are there to like be helpful, to network as well. That's another thing. People like to network with like-minded people. Like, it's such a massive selling point for me when I sell my group courses, when I say, hey, meet like-minded people. So that's why when teachers speak to, hey, I've got a, to everybody, literally, by saying, hey, I've got a B2 course, for example, on a, or a C1 course, this is why it feels so dodgy, because you don't know who you're speaking to. It's not clear to anybody. And yes, people might sign up, but it will never feel that it's easy. It will never feel, I mean, it will never be easy, but it will never feel like, wow, I'm really having a genuine impact on people's life. And you might still argue with me, like, why would this approach work? Can't I just keep doing what I'm doing, offer my B2, B1, whatever classes? You can. But what I want you to understand is that my approach is for ambitious people. It's for people who really want to make an impact rather than keep scraping by, keep finding students who are just lukewarm and like they know they want to improve their language, so they sign up, whatever. But like as a teacher, you also understand how important it is to state the outcomes. And thanks to a specific course like that, that the approach that I've just talked about, you make it more possible for them because it's obvious. Nobody has the time. And like, you know how it is that sometimes we are such linguistic nerds that we expect that all the people that we work with, all the students will be the same. And it's not often the case. Like, if you want to attract people who are committed, you need to show them what's in it for them. And very often it's not being a language nerd. We are passionate about the language because that's what we do. Same with me. I'm passionate about business, marketing, sales. You don't have to be. And I'm not convincing you to be. I'm proposing solutions that will make your life easier and that will help you build a freedom-filled business and make an impact. That's it. That's all I want, right? Like, see, can you see the shift in thinking? So I wonder what your thoughts on this are, because like, obviously there is so much more to it, but I am such a strong believer that this approach will work. Yes, there is work involved in checking whether it will sell. There is work involved, and most people get a little bit stuck on this whole audience, kind of stage of building it, right? But it's only a stage. It's only something that everybody has to go through, and it's hard and it's a pain in the ass. And sometimes you take a one step forward and two steps backwards, and it's completely normal. But please trust me when I say that I've seen people have such great success with it. People who have completed my courses, people from my one-to-one. Basically, it is the version of everything I've always taught, but it's so much clearer. So I will have a blueprint for you, basically. I will. It's all coming in the Rocket Accelerator. There will be a clear path of what to do, of what, how to set it up. I'm not going to lie. This is not for any teacher. This is not a program for any teacher. This is not a program for teachers who are happy just creating content and having a one-to-one student or even lots of one-to-one students come to them. It's for people who want more. It's for people who believe it's possible for them to teach maybe two or three times a week, not the whole week, and to enjoy life, and to listen to your nerdy linguistic podcasts or whatever else, or share linguistic nerdy memes with your friends, just like I do in my free time. This is for people like that. So I want you to start thinking about it. Like, is this you, basically? Are you ready for that change? It is risky. But the results, honestly, I remember in one of those, so it's a little flashback now. I remember this guy. I don't think he'll be listening, so I can say his name was Gianluca. We had a discovery call. This was still the times when I ran my language school, and we had a call, and he was adamant that he wanted one-to-ones. He really liked my energy. I was like marketing by being the front kind of man or woman of the whole show. So he wanted to have lessons with me. And I said, you will, because I was still kind of teaching at that time, but it will be in a small group. And I think it will be beneficial for you. And while listening to him in that conversation and like, I found out more about who he is and what he wanted and what he struggled with. Obviously, his grammar was perfect, like, but his speaking was just so like, I identified all the problems, which was where the teacher's side, like, was super helpful. I did a mental needs analysis with him during that call. And I said, I know that you want one-to-ones, but I think the group will actually be helpful because, and I give them a few reasons. And then he said, well, I'm nearly convinced. So like he said, basically, I believe in this program, but I still think that one-to-ones will be better because the attention of the teacher is on me, blah, 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 all of those things that people say. But then he said, but then actually your arguments make sense. And I'm like, yeah, I know, because they do. Like, group classes are awesome. They were really helpful. Like, I've always believed that as a teacher as well. And he signed up. He did sign up and he did open up, and his grammar was still great, but he also started using it in speaking and it was brilliant. So that is it. In the Rocket Accelerator, I'll talk about the details of that program, because that's a very good example of a program that just delivers a result. And it's a good base for people to start conceptualizing their own courses. So that's what I wanted to talk to you very transparently today. Let me know your thoughts. Have you been thinking about running group classes? Have I changed your attitude towards it a little bit? Would you be willing to try? And hope to see you in the Rocket Accelerator when it's ready again, launching again. Righty or all righty. Thank you so much for being here, and I'll see you in the next one. You know what, teacher? I'm so proud of you. If you're listening to this, you are ready for a change. Whether it is to quit hassling for peanuts or working with other people who don't respect you, I know you've got it in you, and my podcast is here to help you do that weekly. To be reminded of new episodes, sign up to my newsletter. It's in the show notes. You'll also receive lots of tips, support, and special offers. I'm committed to supporting you also via my coaching programs and courses. You can work with me in my flagship programs, the Rocket Takeoff or the Rocket Accelerator. The Rocket Takeoff will take you off the one-to-one teaching hamster wheel to more peace and more well-paying students. The Rocket Accelerator will help you finally launch a group class that will be perfect for students that are a joy to work with, and so you can leverage your time and do what you love while having space to breathe or read another self-development book. If you're a language school owner, I've got things on offer for you too. Simply go to my website, olakowalska.com, to check them out. Finally, please share this podcast with your teacher friends. Rate it and subscribe. I'm your biggest cheerleader. See you next time.